first it's the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music do you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board for some anti-gravity mixing.
Greg Dosley. It's time for Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove. Every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on the mighty, mighty WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio. It's radio for the rest of us. And we are streaming worldwide on the web at www.wrir.org. You just go there and click on the button that says listen, and you will listen in the glories of broadband audio, or if you prefer the low-tech method here in the Richmond, Virginia area, on the FM radio at 97.3 FM, long live broadcast radio. Hey, we've got a great program for you today on Global Agogo. Hope you are not overheating, because you're definitely going to be warmed up by the music we're going to be playing on today's show. I'm going to be featuring some covers of songs by the great Fela Kuti of Nigeria, including this one song, and this is pictured on the website right now at WRIR.org. It's the album cover of a song that is so popular, it's been covered by many, many artists in Colombia. We'll hear two different Colombian versions, Colombian covers of the same song, along with the original, of course. And we're going to hear a couple of covers of Fela by artists from right here in Richmond, Virginia, as well. And that's all coming up in the second half of the show. We're going to have some Latin funk and soul coming up as well a little bit later on. We're going to start out with some South African music today. And one of the reasons is that I wanted to let you know that WRIR is going to be involved in a project with the Anderson Gallery of Virginia Commonwealth University that I'm very excited about. And this is all coming up starting at the end of August and into September. There's going to be a show at the Anderson Gallery, which, if you're not familiar with it, is the museum of the Virginia Commonwealth University. The show is called Imaging South Africa Collection Projects. It's by Simone Allen, who teaches in the art school there at VCU, and is a native of South Africa, and has been working on collections of South African popular culture information, and that he uses to create his artwork out of. It's a fascinating project that he's been working on, and he's been doing a lot of work with recorded music and old recordings. And part of the show that he's going to be that you're going to be able to see at the Anderson Gallery is going to include these monumental scale prints of scans of individual records from the entire history of the recording industry in South Africa. It's really interesting and really beautiful work. And in association with this show at the Anderson Gallery, which is going to run concurrently with a show called Darkroom, Photography and New Media in South Africa since 1950, that's going to be happening at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts and at the Visual Arts Center of Richmond. So all of this stuff happening simultaneously. The big grand opening for all for both of those shows in all three of those venues is going to be Friday, August 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. So if you've got your calendar handy and you're interested, you might want to note that right now. Friday, August 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. And there's going to be a couple of additional events. Simone Allen is going to be doing a gallery talk on Wednesday, September 15th at 6 p.m. And then here's where WRIR gets directly involved. On Wednesday, September 29th at 6 p.m. at the Anderson Gallery, they're going to be hosting a panel discussion that's called In the Groove, Collecting and Curating African Music. The panelists for that are going to be yours truly, and also David Noyes, who's WRIR's host of Ambiance Congo and co-host of The Motherland Influence, and Simone Allen. The three of us are going to be on a panel, and we're going to be talking about the different ways that each of us goes about collecting the things that we collect and the things that we're interested in. I'm really excited about that and glad to have been asked to participate in this event. And it is being co-sponsored by WRIR, and as I mentioned, it's going to be happening on September 29th, which is a Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Anyway, with all of that as prologue, I thought this would be a good time to get the ball rolling on this project. And I thought I'd start with a set of South African music, starting with this one. This is just a classic recording from 1978 by the Soul Brothers, one of the most popular bands ever in South Africa. And this is called Baeza. They are coming right here on Global Agogo. Yeah.
Uchani obulele, pufuswom lilo mama. Uchani obulele, pufuswom lilo mama. Uchani obulele, pufuswom lilo mama. Uchani obulele, pufuswom lilo mama.
I've come to this place where you stole my innocence. I was young then, but I'm older now. Remember my face. Do you recall this place? 'Cause I remember you and the things that you do. 'Cause I need to feel pain to learn the game, to feel the fire and be born again. Here I am now, the night has begun. This is me now, waiting for the sun.
Uchani obulele.
Lessons in love, lessons in pain. I was weaker then, but I'm stronger now. Do you remember my face? Do you recall this place? 'Cause I remember you and the things that you do. 'Cause I need to feel pain to learn the game.
How is all for
Ngoimpela sengibathe ngiyakhuluma akuzwakali ngiyasho ukuthi uthando luphelile sengathi indaba yami nawe isophelele emajajeni
can I do, my baby? I wanna make you mine. How can I do, my baby? I wanna make you mine. Naguranda, my baby. I wanna make you mine. Yo, mwakezane. Naguranda, my baby. Yo, mwakezane. Naguranda, my baby. Yo, mwakezane. Naguranda, my baby. Please, please be mine. Oh, my baby. What can I do, my baby? To make you mine. What can I do, my baby? I wanna make you mine. Naguranda, 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 my baby. Yo, mwakezane, naguranda, my baby. Yo, mwakezane, naguranda, my baby. Yo, mwakezane, naguranda, my baby. Naguranda, naguranda, my baby, my baby. Naguranda, my baby, yeah. Naguranda, baby. Naguranda, my baby, baby, baby. Yo, Makezi. Yo, yo, Makezi. Yo, 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 my baby. Yo, my baby, baby, baby. Naguranda, my baby. Naguranda, I love you. Makezane, ndakufelo. Makezane, I love you. Makezane ndakuranda, makezane I love you. Makezane ndakupelo, makezane I love you. Makezane ndakuranda, makezane I love you. Makezane ndakupelo, makezane I love you. What can I do, my baby? I wanna make you mine. How can I do, my baby? I wanna make you mine. Naguranda, my baby. I wanna make you mine.
Nakuranza, my baby. Yo, Makezane. Nakuranza, my baby. Yo, Makezane. Nakuranza, my baby. Yo, Makezane. Nakuranza, my baby. Nakuranza. Nakuranza, my baby. Nakuranza, my baby. Nakuranza, baby. Nakuranza, my baby. Baby, yo, my kids, yo, yo, my kids, yo, 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 my baby, yo, my baby.
And that is what's new coming out of South Africa. And this is one of absolutely my favorite records of the year so far. It's called Shangaan Electro, and it's on the Honest John's label out of the UK. And it is distributed in the U.S., in case you're wondering about that. And the song that we just heard is called Gazani's Daughter, My Love, or Nwagazani, My Love, by Zinja Lungwani. And this style of music comes from the northern part of South Africa, although the recordings are all being made in Johannesburg. And the guy who's singing on this, who also goes by the name Dog, is the producer and engineer of the sessions as well. There's a whole bunch of different singers, and as you can tell, all of the instrumentation is electronic. It's synthesizers, samplers, and it has a very low-tech, old-school feel, almost like a Casio keyboard kind of feel on the marimba setting. And these are adaptations of a traditional style of music, although it's been updated for kind of the modern urban lifestyle of the Shangaan people who have moved to the cities in South Africa. This record appeared here a few weeks ago. It was just released, and pretty much everybody that's hearing it in the last few weeks in the West has never heard this kind of music before. And a lot of people are being blown away by how ancient to the future this style of music is. Again, Shangaan Electro, the name of the album. And before that, we heard some other dance music that's contemporary in South Africa, although this one's a few years old, the recording made in 2003, the song of Mangase by Shaluza Max, who is a native of Durban, which happens to be Simone Allen's hometown. And it's from his album Impilo. And that is a kind of a combination of Kwaito, which is the South African version of house music, mixed together with Umbakongo, which is the style of popular music that was very popular, you know, starting in the 1960s, that includes a lot of influences of American soul music in it as well. So Shaluza Max there. And before that, Johnny Clegg from his, I guess, his most recent album, at least that's been released in these parts, from 2006, One Life, a song that I just love called Uchani Obalele, which means the dead grass. And we started off with a classic piece of Umbakonga with a lot of soul influence in it by the group The Soul Brothers. And the song was Baeza, They Are Coming. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Phone number here in the studio is 804-649-9737, if you'd like to give me a call, or if you'd like to send me an email, my address is globalagogoradio@gmail.com. And I'd mentioned at the top of the show all of the events around Simone Allen's art opening that's going to be taking place on August 27th, called Imaging South Africa Collection Projects, including an event that WRIR will be involved with, and myself personally, on Wednesday, September 29th. A panel discussion called In the Groove, Collecting and Curating African Music, and really looking forward to that. And what I neglected to tell you is that Simone Allen is going to be my guest co-host on the program on Friday, September 10th as well. So that'll be after the show opens, but before he gives his gallery talk. And he's going to come in here, and hopefully we're going to get to play some of these really cool South African recordings that he's been collecting over the last number of years, a theme that really fits in well with what we do right here on this show and on a bunch of shows on this great radio station, WRIR. Global Agogo has been underwritten since its inception by the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center presents music, theater, dance, and visual arts. The 2010-11 season will include performances by pipa player Wu Man, Cuban music sensation Tiempo Libre, and Brazilian percussionist Ciro Baptista. Season subscriptions are now available. You can find out more at maudlin.richmond.edu. And WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic, and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. And Strassen Kunst is an art exhibit featuring the work of 10 graffiti artists. Work is painted, stenciled, and projected to the walls of ArtSpace's main gallery, including sculpture of a graffiti artist by Mark Jenkins. Work in the Frabel and Davis galleries will feature photographs of Berlin graffiti by internationally distinguished photographer Martin McFadden. This exhibition opens Friday, July 23rd, that's this evening, from 7 to 10 p.m., and it's going to run from then through Sunday, August 22nd, and that is happening at ArtSpace Gallery. That's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR.
I'm in love with radio because of WRIR. I listen all the time. Want a piece of my love? Want to speak directly to all us radio lovers? Become a WRIR underwriter. WRIR is a great way to get the word out about what you do and what you offer. For more information about WRIR underwriting, contact our underwriting manager, Alyssa Solomon, at 804-557-3798 or underwriting@WRIR.org. Listeners like me will give you our ears, will give you a love.
The love of love is in
all right, coming up, our second set today on Global Agogo, we're going to get into some Latin soul and funk. Let's get started with this track, another classic, starting the sets with classics here, I guess. 1971, Joe Patan. And this is from his album Mr. New York and the East Side Kids, Es Tu Cosa, or It's Your Thing. You'll know the original by the Isley Brothers.
Thank you. está travieso y aunque eso me importe a mí, no puedo controlarlo. Allá en el monte mío hay paz y fascinación.
Para el monte, pa' guardar. Vámonos para el monte, que el monte me gusta más.
Dicen que poquito a poco se acerca la depresión. Y no se agosan mi amigo, no tumba en el vacilón.
hope you enjoyed your 10 minutes there in 1971 in, what should we say, the Spanish Harlem, New York City, I guess. That is Eddie Palmieri and the title track of one of his classic recordings, Vámonos Pal Monte, Let's Go to the Mountain, which we should all do in this kind of weather, I would think. And although, you know, the problem here in Virginia is it's just as hot in the mountains as it is down here in Richmond. But anyway, an aside, completely unrelated to the music. And that included the killer combo there of Eddie Palmieri on piano and his brother Charlie Palmieri on organ. And I wish they had made like hundreds of recordings with the two of them playing together. Two great band leaders, two great keyboard players, didn't play really all that much together. So I mean, sometimes, but not on a continuous basis. And I love the sound, that piano plus organ sound from that period from Eddie Palmieri. Before that, we heard from Joe Batten, who's also a pretty good piano player. He's playing the piano solo on that song. He's best known as maybe the quintessential Latin soul singer of the period. He's actually a native of the Philippines, interestingly enough. And his daughter is a member of the Pussycat Dolls. How about that? Joe Batten, Mr. New York and the East Side Kids, we heard Es Tu Cosa, cover of the song by the Isley Brothers. And you're listening to Global Agogo here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. We're playing some Latin soul and funk in this set. And there's a bunch of bands that are really into that period, the 1970s Latin funk period. And so we'll hear a little bit of that in the rest of this set, starting with this new record from Grupo Fantasma from Austin, Texas, one of the best live bands in America. I always say that when I play them, just because having seen them, I mean, I like their records, but you got to see them live. El Existencial, El Existencial is the name of the record, and let's listen to the track El Consejo right here on Global Agogo.
Bye.
And there's some brand new music that is definitely referencing the 1970s funk Latin soul period. That guy's named Cochimea Gastelum. I think that's how you pronounce it. Cochimea Gastelum. I know he's part Native American. He's a saxophone player, and he plays in a bunch of different bands that all kind of revolve around the Daptone Studios in New York City, in Brooklyn. He is currently out on tour as one of the saxophone players in the Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. He has also played, although he's not playing currently, in the Pit Orchestra for Fela the Musical on Broadway. And he is a member of the Budos Band. And he plays with a lot of other people. And he is a big fan of Eddie Harris, and the jazz saxophonist. And in fact, half of this record, he plays electric saxophone, which is an instrument you'll practically only ever hear Eddie Harris playing. This new record, and I mean it's new, it's brand new. We just got it this week. It's called The Electric Sound of Johnny Arrow. And it's produced by Adam Dorn, Motion Worker, if you're familiar with him from the world of dance music. And it's a terrific record. It's short and sweet. It's just 10 songs, like 36 minutes long, and all of them are right to the point. It's very much like the Budos Band records. And I really like this a lot. Totally, I had no idea what it was when it arrived. And I'm giving it a high recommendation here, including playing it on the show. We played the first track from that album. It's called Dark City, some new music from Cochimea Gastelum. Speaking of the Budos Band that he plays in, who they've probably finished playing now. They were playing today at the Floyd Fest in Floyd, Virginia. And they've got a brand new album out, and that just arrived at the station, the Budos Band 3. So that's going to be on my to-be-listened-to list for this week. Before Cochimea Gastelum, we heard from a group called Professor Angel Dust and the PH Force from Barcelona, Spain, featuring the rapping of Mucho Muchacho. Great name. And I can't believe nobody used that before him, right? And we heard their version of Oye Como Va by Tito Puente, made famous by Santana. And before that, we heard from the brand new record from Grupo Fantasma called El Existencial. We heard the song El Consejo. And hope you enjoyed that Latin soul and funk excursion here on Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on 97.3 WRIR LP, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us, and the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. We are streaming worldwide on the web at www.wrir.org, and you can find my playlist on that website as well. You just go to the homepage and look down at, toward the bottom to the blog where all of the radio shows post their entries. And click Read More, and you'll see all of the songs that we've been playing. And I also want to let you know that this program is supported by founding underwriter Sticky Rice, serving American and Pan-Asian entrees in a friendly, eclectic atmosphere. Sticky Rice is open for lunch and dinner daily, 11:30 a.m. until the wee hours, serving fresh sushi, noodles, sandwiches, and entrees in the fan at 2232 West Main Street. Across the street, Sticky To-Go-Go offers a full to-go menu. You can call 804-358-2633 or visit stickytogogo.com. And WRIR's programming is generously supported by the Richmond office of the law firm of Kaufman and Knowles. Kaufman and Knowles is a full-service law firm serving the legal needs of Richmond-area businesses in corporate litigation, commercial real estate, corporate law, municipal finance, employment, and securities law. Kaufman & Knowles, Richmond lawyers, serving the needs of Richmond business. For further information, 804-771-5715 or www.kaufmanandknowles.com. We want to welcome Kaufman & Knowles as an underwriter on Global Agogo. Thanks, guys. We really appreciate your support. Guys and girls, of course. Okay, time for another set here on Global Agogo, and actually the whole rest of the program is going to be devoted to the music of Fela Kuti and covers thereof. We're going to start with a song that, for some reason unbeknownst to me, is of all of the things that he released, and never mind that, of all of the African records that came in to the Caribbean coast of Colombia, which is many, because African music is very popular there, and I have talked about this and illustrated this on the show in the past, and the whole style of music called champeta is all about... A Colombians looking at African music from the perspective of people whose music originally came from African slaves in the first place. And so there's this kind of reflexive, you know, the mirror looking at the mirror type of phenomenon going on there. But of all the African records that came into Cartagena and Barranquilla, this one is the most popular. Why? I'm not sure. It's a great song, but it's been covered many times now by Colombian artists. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the original. The song is called Chacara by Fela and the Africa 70. They recorded it in 1972. And I'm going to play two covers of it, which are really quite totally different from the original, including they got a big problem with the lyrics, because the lyrics are written in a... in an English-related patois that Fela sings in, that is, I don't know, I mean, I don't know who's going to be available to translate that into Spanish. So folks didn't really know what the lyrics were, and so they phoneticized them. And hence, the covers all have titles that are different from the original. So you've got Chacara is the original, Chacalo, and Shala Ode. And those are going to be the three songs that you hear in this set. We're going to start with the original, Chacara, which, by the way, means braggart. So the song is all about people who brag about themselves. Fela and the Africa 70 from 1972, right here on Global Agogo.
Thank you. Shakara woman. Shakara man. Ingo say, I go beat you, I go nearly kill you. Na Shakara. I go beat you, go be like you get accident. Na Shakara. You don't know me. Na Shakara. Wait, make I come out of my dress. Na Shakara. You see, enough if do nothing. Na Shakara loji. We got a song for them. We just sing them like this. We go say, ah, ah, honey, 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 ah, la, 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 my corner where, my corner where, pa, you okay? Boy, team, mommy, ni. Toko duro de mi o, duro de mi o basha mi. Waje babala ya, ah, ironio, collegia, o gelo io, che la gente.
Shakarolo, Jenny.
Shakarolo, Jenny.
Shakarolo, Jenny.
Shakarolo, Jenny.
Shakarolo, Jenny.
Shakarolo, Jenny.
Shakarolo,
Jenny. Shakarolo, Jenny.
Shakarolo, Jenny.
Huh? Shakara woman, tell her, say, my dear, I like you. She gonna say, you like you? Who you like? Come on, Jari. Hmm. Look at this man. Where you come from, self? Hmm. Hmm. I be me and you. Not touch me, oh. Ah, you see, she won't do. Now, Shakara, they call her Shakara Loji. We get a song for them. They sing them like this. We go say,
Shakarolo, Jenny.
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 There's the original version of Shakara by Fela and the Africa 70, recorded in 1972. Now let's listen to what a couple of Colombian artists did with that song. Starting with this from 1975, Lisandro Mesa y su conjunto, And you can find this track on this great new compilation, which inspired this whole idea for this set, obviously. It's a great compilation from Soundway Records called Palenque Palenque, Champeta Criolla, and Afro Roots in Colombia, 1975 to 1991. This rhythm, the Afrobeat rhythm, they actually called it at that time in Colombia, Ritmo Shakalao. So they named like the whole style after the song. Anyway, here we go. Shakalao from Lisandro Mesa. Check it out.
Yo saco mi sacalaba, due pa' due. Yo saco mi sacalaba, due pa' due.
Sacalao, yo, Jimmy.
Sacala, sacala.
Sacalao, yo, Jimmy.
Sacala, man. Sacala, Gucci.
Sacalao, yo, Jimmy.
Wiki, everybody's happy, this pay, Jimmy.
Sacalao, yo, Jimmy.
Sacala, sacala.
Sacalao, yo, Jimmy.
Ole, ole, ole.
Chacala,
chacalao, chacala, Barranquilla, Colombia, Carnaval.
Chacalao, yo, Jimmy.
Yo saco mi chacala.
Chacalao, yo, Jimmy.
Chacala, chacala, me chacala.
Chacalao, yo, Jimmy.
Sabe, sabe, sabe.
Chacalao, yo, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Shala Ode from Uganda, Kenya, out of Colombia, from the year 1976, a totally different interpretation from the one that you heard before it by Lisandro Mesa from just the year before that. In fact, this one from 76, it sounded like it could have been from 2006, that springy beat and the horn smears. I mean, it sounds like an electronic dance music record of today, and I think just an incredible version of that song. Uganda, Kenya was... it was kind of like the studio band, house band, for the record label Discos Fuentes. That was the most popular, biggest selling record label in Colombia, and I believe still is. And so Discos Fuentes has their fingers in pretty much every style of music that it gets made in Colombia, you know, whether it's cumbia or whether it's this Afro stuff, which is actually a small part of the music scene in that big and very diverse country. And so Discos Fuentes felt like they needed to have a band cutting, you know, these Afro and funk-related tracks for them. And that's what Uganda, Kenya is. It's really the same guys that play on a lot of their records, just with a different name. And the band was led by Fruco, the bass player, who also is well-known for fronting the salsa group Fruco y Sus Tesos, probably one of the most popular salsa bands from anywhere in the world. He's just an incredible musician, and just the whole band is really, really tight, and basically could play the phone book and do. And so you hear Uganda, Kenya on different tracks, and they'll sound like a totally different group all the time. So just kind of the cream of the crop there from Colombia. That one comes off of a great compilation from Palenque Records, which is the a label created by Lucas Silva, who's the guy who's brought this champeta, Colombian champeta music, to the attention of so many of us. Put this out in, I think it was around 2000 or so, and it's called Il Vacile Efectivo de la Champeta Criolla, a new African music from Colombia. And Lucas Silva is the co-curator of this new record from Soundway Records called Palenque Palenque. And he's doing a great job of getting the information out there about this really unjustly neglected or just you know, just never heard in the outside of Colombia style of music. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the Tower of Low Power. And this program can also be heard on two other radio stations in the Global Agogo radio network. Those are CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and KRFP in Moscow, Idaho. And you can also hear this program as a podcast. And if you'd like to find copies of my podcast that you can download, take with you, listen to at your leisure, and so forth, you'll find them all indexed with show descriptions, track lists, and links to where you can download those podcasts at my website, which is www.globalagogo.com. So I hope you check that out when you get a chance. Global Agogo is sponsored in part by the generous founding underwriting support of the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center presents music, theater, dance, and visual arts. The 2010-11 season includes performances by acclaimed Irish ensemble Danu, Japanese taiko drumming ensemble Kodo, and guitar duo Sergio and Odair Usad. Season subscriptions are now available. You can find out more at modlin.richmond.edu. And opening in the 20th Century Galleries of the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, Chuck Close, People Who Matter to Me, presents works by Chuck Close spanning a 35-year period from 1974 to the present. The collection brings together works from the Virginia Museum's permanent collection along with loans from Francis Lewis and from the artist himself. Sidney and Francis Lewis enjoyed a warm friendship with Chuck Close, and this exhibition celebrates that connection and presents a broad overview of Close's work. This exhibit, like all of the, non-touring exhibits, I guess I should say, all of the non-special event exhibits at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, is free and open to the public 7 days a week. And that is happening in the 20th Century Galleries at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts here in Richmond, Virginia, USA. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. All right, time for one more set. And I said we were going to play some more Fela covers. Thankfully for you, different songs this time. Not just going to play the same song over and over again. Although they were three pretty different versions, you got to admit. You got to acknowledge me on that, right? Let's play two artists who are based in Richmond, Virginia. Let's get started with this one, Hotel X. Yeah, I had a call from a member of this band actually earlier in the show, and I didn't even tell him, hey, yeah, I'm going to play your band. Well, it wasn't his, the guy who called is not on this recording, because this is a band that's had many members over the years. And we're going way back to 1995 for this recording, the album they made for SST Records called Ladders. And let's listen to Hotel X's cover of Fela Kuti's Black Man's Cry. Some music from Richmond, Virginia, right here on Global Agogo. Thank you.
wash, oh, what are you going? Don't pack the sebe, oh, me no malo.
You want cook soup, now what do you want?
Dory bank on no, oh, me little
if you hang your hat, money you
go. Tomo bandagba, oh, me no malo.
Your child they grow, now
what do you want? Tell me back for more, oh, me no do my do. Don't want that now.
Your child they grow, now what do you want?
You don't want that now. Osonto le sheko, malo mio, ra 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 ra. Osonto le sheko, malo mio. Osonto le sheko, malo mio.
Thank you. pa' que yo se sacrifica.
Dale, pues dale, 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 pues dale.
Por eso te quiero tanto, mi alma te necesita.
Dale, pues dale, 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 pues dale.
Un lucero es lo que quiero, así bendigo esta tierra.
Dale, pues dale, 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 pues dale.
Pa' que haya amor en mi canto y que se acabe la guerra.
Dale, pues dale, 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 pues dale.
Behind me, you're listening to a version of Ruffo Ruffo Fight by Fela Kuti, as recorded by the Havana Cultura Band, featuring Myra Caridad Valdez. And this is from an album that came out about a year ago called Giles Peterson Presents Havana Cultura New Cuban Sound on Giles's own label, Brownswood Records. If you don't know Giles Peterson, he's a very influential DJ on BBC Radio 1, programs syndicated around the world, and one of the guys who kind of pioneered the acid jazz sound. It's a two CD set where one of the CDs is this band that Giles Peterson helped assemble, and the other one is some of his favorite new Cuban musicians, particularly in the area of kind of like where traditional Cuban music meets hip-hop. Very interesting recording, and I really like this version of Ruffo Ruffo Fight. Really swings like crazy. Before that, you heard from the album Red Hot and Riot, the music and spirit of Fela Kuti, a version of Water No Get Enemy that features, among other people, D'Angelo from right here in Richmond, Virginia. An incredible all-star lineup on this track. You've got Nile Rodgers from Chic is the guitar player. Roy Hargrove was on trumpet. The vocalists were Femi Kuti, D'Angelo, and Macy Gray. Femi's group, Positive Force, also plays on it. And you've got Questlove from The Roots is on here. A whole bunch of different people. And this is a terrific album of Fail of Versions by an all-star cast, Red Hot and Riot. And we started out with Hotel X from right here in Richmond, Virginia, and Black Man's Cry from 1995. And you've been listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove. And coming up next, as always, This Modern Beat. Christian is out this week. Sean Lovelace is going to be filling in for him. He's going to do a great show, so stay tuned for that. You will definitely enjoy what he plays. I got one more song that I'm going to play after this, and it's going to be based on a sample of Ruffo Ruffo Fight by Fela. It's First Down by Fatboy Slim. I will be back next week. A tout à l'heure.
Thank you.